Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study on prayer, we were taught that we should pray for laborers who are yielded to the Holy Spirit and His call for every ministry in our church. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, it states this, "Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you." Now we find out in verse 7 of Hebrews 13 that they who have spoken to you the word of God, in other words, your pastor, will give an account of what he's preached, and if he's preached what he's supposed to, then you give an account for what he's preached, how you reacted, whether you were there or not. If you could have been there and you weren't, you're accountable. We ought to realize that the pastor gives account to God. That's why James chapter 3, verse 1, is a scary thing, said that we have the greater condemnation. And so we've got to be very careful. But as I said, God still holds you responsible. If you could be there, and you just simply didn't want to go, didn't feel like it, maybe you're going to watch a ball game. It's not because you were sick, working, and just could not come. Your attendance is an encouragement to fellow believers. It's a testimony to your neighbors. You realize that you'll have neighbors who know every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, they're going to church. They'll know that. And that'll be a testimony to them. Number 9, pray for laborers for each ministry who are submissive to and filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, we read in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 18, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Now, you see how this fits in hand in glove with not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. See, I use that in number 8 because that ing has the idea of the continual sense, meaning you're there, you're not there. You're there, you're not there. You're there, you're not there. When the church comes and assembles together. But you're also to exhort, exhorting, it said, there, continually to exhort one another. And then he added, so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now, a lot of people say, oh, I believe Jesus is coming soon. I really believe it. No, you just accept the fact. You don't believe it. It's not faith until you actually do something about it. One of the things that a person that really believes that Jesus is coming again soon does, so he gets active in his local church. He's faithful. And then when you get in the local church, you see that every local church needs laborers. Just not people that fill the pew, but laborers who are submissive to the Holy Spirit of God. And so we need to be laborers with God. That's what every one of us need to do. We read in Luke chapter 10 and verse 2, "Therefore, said he, that is, said Jesus, unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest." Now we see, it's important not only for you to be in church, but it's important that you pray for one another and pray for laborers for the ministry, but specific kind of laborers, those that are submissive, and those who are filled with God's Holy Spirit. Godly laborers are people who do the work faithfully. They do it rightly. They do it energetically. They're submissive to the leaders and spirit-filled, giving their best at all times. And they do it without quitting. They do it without getting their feelings hurt and then just stopping and just going through the motions. Instead, they keep their eyes on the Lord and they're filled with the Spirit because they do. And so those things happen. All people say things about them. They got to gossip and they have bad things that happen, but they keep on. So pray for one another to be that type of person. But also seek, if you're the laborer that God has called. Then number 10, in praying for one another, thank God every day for your local church. Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says this, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That thanks includes your local church and its people. In 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 3, it says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren. Now, understand, this is the apostle under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit tells him to actually share what's in his heart and what they were doing. So he says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because your faith groweth exceedingly in the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Here the Apostle Paul is thanking God for the local church at Thessalonica. He prayed and thanked God for them because their faith, that is both their knowledge and their practice of doctrine, grew. As 2 Peter 3:18 commands us to do, to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He also thanked God that their love, that is their charity, abounded toward one another. And he thanked God they were allowing God to work in them and through them. Now, you can love any brother or sister in Christ if you allow the Lord to love them through you. Again, you cannot condone or overlook sin by not rebuking it, but you can love them enough to rebuke it, but also to pray for their victory over it. When you're praying, now remember, you're praying. You're not getting a group of people together and you're gossiping them 10 minutes about the sin and then you take 2 minutes to pray. You see, we need to have an abounding love for them. It is His will, as one plainly sees Christ wanted it to be the identifying mark of the local church, as seen in John 13:34-35, when Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. And I hope that you'll make these 10 requests in praying for one another right at the top of your list. Now we want to move on. We want to talk about praying for other leaders in your church. Leaders, they may be a Sunday school leader, they may be teaching a class, they may work in the various areas of leadership and music, choir directors and things of that nature. They may be senior directors, they may be Bible study directors. It can go on down the line of the kind of leaders in your church on all levels of leadership. Whether it's you have somebody that's over ministry and then they have several leaders under them. But whatever it is, how to pray for these leaders. Number one, pray that they will have godly insight and understanding of the spiritual condition of those to whom they minister and that they will know how to minister accordingly. Acts chapter 8, verses 20 through 23. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God if perhaps a thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity. In this passage, one finds that Simon the sorcerer had made a profession of faith. He was also baptized. But he had taken a major hit on his income when the revival came to Samaria. Now, no one needed to resort to his witchcraft. So Peter is called down to Samaria for to minister to these new converts. And as Simon sees him laying on the hands on people and they're healed, he offers Peter money to find out what he needs to do in order to have this power. And so the text we read there in Acts 8:20-23 was Peter's answer. God had given Peter the spiritual perception and insight to see the need of this man. And he addresses that need. We remember the Lord Jesus Christ did the same thing with the rich young ruler when he told him, sell all that thou hast and follow me. Now, we're also told that before he makes that statement, the record states, then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, give it to the poor. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, and take up thy cross, and follow me. Now, Jesus loved this man, but he also told him what he needed. Although it would make the rich young ruler sorrowful as he goes away. Now, Jesus nor Peter, in speaking to Simon the sorcerer, were arrogant, unkind, nor were they unloving. Each leader needs to know how to minister to the people in the ministry that God has given them within the local church. They need to know precisely the need and also precisely what God would have them to both say and do. Okay, let's look at the second thing in praying for leaders in our church on all levels. Pray that each leader will be truly burdened for and love those to whom they minister. Now, let me say that again. Pray that each leader will be truly burdened for and love those with whom they minister. John 13:34-35, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. And by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. When Jesus said a new commandment, he was putting it on the level of the Ten Commandments. Now, right at this point, Jesus is talking to the 11. He is telling them to love one another as I have loved you. Not just love your neighbors yourself. No, it's more than to love one another as Christ loved us. It was even greater than loving your neighbors yourself. That's why he called it a new commandment. It was, some call it the 11th commandment. And so, this was to put perspective on their call. Now, that was important because in Acts 6:2-4, we see a problem in the early church.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.